I was hanging around the harbor bar, checking out the scene, when this female salmon says to me, "Hey, you want to swim upstream?" I knew that she was giving me a chance to get it on, to swim in circles and spawn, but I said no, I don't want to go. Sex kills when you are a salmon. I don't want to spawn, just want to swim on and on and on. If I go up that river, I'll never forgive her. So here I'll stay in Bristol Bay. She was thin and trim and lovely, but when I heard her say, "I see you are religious, wanna go someplace and pray," I thought about those salmon, the awful way they die, and I thought, why would I want to try? Sex kills when you're a male praying mantis. Don't want to have sex, just want to keep what's above my neck. Gonna stay on this leaf and avoid all that grief. Watch the salmon at play in Bristol Bay. Sex kills, little salmon, be careful. You might get a bear full. If you try to jump that falls, why fight your way upstream when you can float downstream to Bristol Bay, the heart of it all, to Bristol Bay, the heart of it all.
That's a new one.
Yeah, it's a new one. I thought you'd like that.
Sycon, it's good to have you back here in Bristol Bay. Good to have you in our studios here. Thanks so much.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be back here.
Sex kills. Terrible advice. Good advice.
Well, if you're a salmon or a praying mantis, it's good advice. I'm not sure for the rest of us. No, I had such fun writing that. I don't know where it came from, but it's, it's sort of, the hard thing is, I really should title the song Sex Kills, because people would listen to it, but then it gives away the punchline.
What's it called then?
It's called The Heart of It All.
Oh, The Heart of It All. Very good. Sy, introduce yourself to our listeners, if you don't mind. They know you from your music here, at least, but tell the rest of them who you are and how you came to be associated, of course, with Bristol Bay.
Yeah, and Dave, the reason I'm here is not the music, although the music came out of the reason I'm here, if that makes sense, early in the morning. I'm with Musicians United to protect Bristol Bay. We're an international network of over 600 musicians who are using our music and our media access to help out in the fight to stop the pebble mine, which is as important a fight as I know on the face of the earth today. There's a lot of important fights, and it depends so much on where you are and who you are. But it's not anything I ever expected to happen to me.
All right.
6 years ago, I was minding my own business in Charlotte, North Carolina, where I've lived for 40 years. And I got an email from a guy named Dan Strickland, who's fished in Bristol Bay now for about 15 years. His boat's called the Mistral. He and his kids run three boats. He fished for 20 years out of Cordova until the Exxon Valdez spill. And he basically sent me this email. He said, "You've probably never heard of me. You've probably never even heard of Bristol Bay. But we've got this fight against this proposed copper and gold mine, which if built, and this is things all of your listeners know, could easily be the largest copper and gold mine in the history of the world, that would destroy everything that Bristol Bay is and stands for, the commercial fishing, the ways of life, the languages, the culture, the native villages that have been here for 50,000 to 100,000 years. And he said, we got this great fight, everybody's working against it. He said, "We don't have a theme song." And he said, if you can, he said, "I can't pay you to do this. I don't have any money, but I've got a free air ticket." He said, "If you'll come to Dillingham and to Bristol Bay and write us a theme song for the fight to stop the pebble mines. We'll give you all the homemade beer you can drink and all the smoked salmon you can eat. That's straight to my Jewish heart.
I mean, oh, okay,
could you,
yeah, sure.
How could you turn that down?
Right.
And it just, you know, I had some time, and it just felt like an interesting thing to do. And so that's what I did. And I was spent a bunch of time in Dillingham. I went, said to people, you know, I've been invited to come here to do what I can to help out in this fight. And what I can do is I can be a messenger to the lower 48. Now here, people in Dillingham, people in King Salmon, and in Naknek and Igigik, you guys are on the front line. And if you don't make the fight, there's no fight to be made. But the rest of us can back you up, you know, from a distance. So I just listened to everybody, and I said to people, I can be your messenger, and I'll do my best to turn what you tell me into songs. And then I'll give them back to you, and you tell me whether they're right or not. If I didn't get it right, we'll either fix it or throw it out. And that's what happened. So,
and the album did very well, by the way. I learned yesterday how well it did.
Yeah, it was on International Folk Radio. It was the number one album for the month it was released. I think it was May 2013. Still gets lots of airplay. And I think it's partly because so many albums, so many songs, they're good, but they're not about something that necessarily matters to everybody. And, you know, people will say to me, well, come on, you live in North Carolina. What is Bristol Bay? Why does that matter to you? And I'm like, you know, this is the richest wild sockeye salmon fishery in the entire world. It may be the richest fishery, period, in the entire world. And that matters to my grandkids. I got three grandkids. And what kind of a world I leave to them, we leave to them, that matters to me. And this is one of those fights that can be won. A lot of places, it's too late. The fishery has been destroyed. The forest has been destroyed. The river has been destroyed. This is a living culture. It's still an amazing place. And it's been 6 years I've been working on this. And I'm in it till we win.
You're wearing a T-shirt here, Musicians United to Protect Bristol Bay, part of your purpose of the trip back to the region this summer. Tell us more.
Well, first, you're only seeing the front of the shirt. But on the back of the shirt, it says Musicians United to Protect Bristol Bay, so you can see me coming or going. Right? All right, so here I am with Dan Strickland, commercial fisherman in Bristol Bay, Suzanne Little, former state senator, also a really fine musician. And as they were taking me around Bristol Bay, around the state, helping me listen to the people who could give me the stories to make this album. The album, by the way, is called Bristol Bay. That's what it's called. And on the front, there's a big three boats and a big No Pebble Mine sign. It's a great photograph. So the three of us are all musicians, and we were talking about, well, what place does music have in a fight for justice, in a fight for survival? And one of the things that's interesting about music is how carefully people listen to it. Not all the time. Sometimes it's just background. But when people have a singer, for example, that they're crazy about, they hang on every word. You know, now, no offense, but I don't know that people are calling you up saying, would you do that show again 10 times so
no,
I can listen to it?
It doesn't happen.
It can be a great show, right? But people love a song. They'll play it over and over and over. And if they love the artist, they'll drive 100 miles to go hear them. So we realized that it would be possible to build a communication and education and mobilization system just using musicians. So, for example, you know, let's say you got two friends and they got a little band, and they got day jobs, but on the weekend they do a couple of house concerts. Maybe 25 people show up each time. Maybe they do it 40 weeks out of the year. That means that 2,000 people hear them in a year. Well, you got to subtract 40 because their mom comes to every concert. But and it's not just something in passing. It's not a soundbite. It's not a public service announcement. It's 2 hours with their fans. And if they say, listen, we've got this new song that we just wrote, about a place called Bristol Bay in Alaska, we'd like to sing it for you. And they do the song, and people say, wow, that's a great song. What's that really about? And they say, well, I don't want to take too much time, but here's what's going on, and here's what you can do to help. You do that in front of 2,000 people a year, and they already love your music, and already have gone a long way. Or if they never heard of you, there they say, hey, Dave told me that you guys are great, and so I came to your concert, right? Multiply that by 1,000 musicians, you got something. And that's what Musicians United to Protect Bristol Bay is. Our goal is 1,000 musicians. We have over 600 musicians, a bunch of different countries, a whole lot in Canada, where, by the way, Northern Dynasty Minerals Limited, that's trying to build a mine, is located. And we've got songs in different languages. So the way that it works is that our members write songs. We put them on our website. Our website, by the way, is musiciansunited.info. Musiciansunited.info. We got about 25 songs up there. And then our members perform the songs at concerts and festivals. They record them on their albums. And of course, if there's a song in an album and they're in town doing a concert, they're in the radio station, just like I'm in the radio station. And the DJ says, so what's new in your life? What's new? And they play that cut off the record, and you talk about it. It really spreads the word out in the lower 48 in particular. But it's also great to be here on KDLG, right here in the heart of it all, right? So we use the music to educate people. And then, and I think this is the most important thing, when action is needed, we can go to our members. They can do what they're doing that week in their concerts that week. So, for example, when the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, calls for comments on the proposal to block the Pebble Mine, we can help generate letters and emails and calls and be a part of the action. So that's where it becomes practical. So, for example, when the House of Representatives Science and Technology Committee, it's hard to say that without laughing, because the chair doesn't believe in science. He just doesn't believe science exists. So you know, when the Pebble Partnership got its high-paid lawyers and lobbyists to get this really flat committee to hold hearings, and I'm holding up my fingers, those little funny quotes, weren't hearings at all, it's just propaganda. But we, in 24 hours, we got something like 386, people to go to the Bristol Bay website, the Save Bristol Bay website, register their objection. So in the modern communication age, you can get the word out really quickly. And then there's all the different forms of social media. So that's what we do. You know, it's, I think we're a small part of the fight, but we're part of the fight. Right. And I know my music for me is actually a hobby, not how I've earned a living. I've earned my living for 50 years as a union and civil rights and community organizer. And what I know is that's 2 or 3% in the middle. That's what wins fights, is those people who could go one way or the other. That's what makes a difference. Same thing in an election.
Interesting.
So I think I'm just grateful and proud to be part of this fight. I've been up here I played Salmon Fest over in Anilchik, came over to Dillingham. I've been talking to dozens of people. You know, you and I had a great breakfast, talked about all kinds of stuff. Just, I'm not going to name names because I don't know if people want to admit that they, you know, that they're hanging out with me. But, you know, there's just amazing leadership, great people right here in Dillingham on Bristol Bay that are doing something that I think matters for the whole world. I don't think it matters just for right here.
Let me ask you about the idea of the power of music. You're an old... Let's see, would troubadour be sort of the right word?
That's good enough, yeah.
An old folk troubadour of sorts.
Yeah.
Tell me some songs in the past that have had some protest songs. I think that's sort of your genre, right? So what's some of the ones that have had some impact over the years or that you have appreciated?
That's a good question. Now, I will tell you that I when you say protest songs, because that sort of suggests that we're only against stuff. And what I think is, that people like me who write songs about really just the things that are happening to people in everyday life, there's far more things we're for than things we're against.
Interesting.
So I'm against the Pebble Mine, but I'm much more for the way of life, the way of work that people have got here. I mean, I'm for, what is it, $1.5 billion fishing industry, thousands of jobs, thousands of families living, and you know, the beauty of nature here, and just the survival of ancient ways of life. I'm for all that stuff. I'm against the pebble mine because that would destroy everything. So I'm really for it. But I think in the Southern Civil Rights Movement, and I was a part of that. I was a small part of it. But the song "We Shall Overcome," that you hear all over, and that's interesting because it says that, you know, we shall all be free and black and white together, and we are not afraid. It's a very positive song, and I think part of what that kind of song does helps you overcome fear. I mean, you sing it because you're going out on a demonstration. You sing it because you're going out on a picket line. You sing it because you're going out and facing the Alabama state troopers standing on the bridge to keep you from crossing, and you know they're going to ride you down because they're on horseback and they got their clubs out. So I think there's that kind of a song. It's some songs from the labor movement. One of my favorite is called "Solidarity Forever," and it just talks about the vision of the world that we're going to have, and it's you know, in our hands is placed a power greater than their hoarded gold, greater than the might of armies, magnified a thousandfold. We can bring to birth a new world from the ashes of the old, for the Union makes us strong. It's a really positive message. It talks about the kind of world that we work for and can build. So, and I really love your question because that's, I think, in a certain sense, that the songs that we use in movements for justice is the same thing that hymns do. You know, in a church or in a synagogue or a mosque or in any religious setting, they give us a sense of unity. They remind us what we stand for. They give us hope. And that's what I love about music. Mm. It gives us hope. It gives us strength. But, it should also, like the song I did, "Sex Kills," right? Mm-hmm. You laugh, right? It's a serious issue. You know, we're fighting for our lives, but doesn't mean we can't have a good time.
I think Ray Troll, you know Ray Troll, right?
Ray Troll.
I think he may
not as
take
well as
a liking
I'd like to.
Well, I think he may take a liking to that song. Or you're kind of chipping in on his territory there a little bit.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
No,
I don't want to do that to Ray.
Well, good examples all there. Let's see. Si, before we let you go, can you play us out this week on this on our program?
I could try.
What do you have?
Well, 3 years ago. You know, the Alaska Folk Festival takes place in June. I guess it's every April. And it's almost entirely folks from Alaska. I think some people spend the whole winter in their cabin somewhere in the middle of nowhere, you know, just practicing getting ready. But every year there's a guest artist that comes in from outside. And I was lucky enough to be the guest artist in 2013. And I've got a wicked sense of humor. I really do. I'm evil. So I show up. And somebody from the festival picks me up at the airport. And I said, you know, I really want to pay respect to the people who are here. What's the Juneau National Anthem? And they weren't quite sure what to say, but they said, well, Si, we're actually not a country. We're just a city. I said, so do you have a state song? They're like, no, you don't get it. Juneau is a city. It's not a country. It's not a state. I said, well, do you have like a municipal hymn? And they said, not that I know of. And then I said, well, what do people from Juneau call themselves? And he said, well, I think we call ourselves people from Juneau. So I felt like the least I could do to pay my respects would be to write them a song and give them something they could call themselves. My mother came from Norway, so she was Norwegian. My father came from Skagway, but I am not Skagegian. To be anything but what I am would be a true disaster, for I come from Juneau, the capital of Alaska. Did you know? Juneau's where I come from. Did you know? Juneau is my home. Here in lovely Juneau, We live at one with nature, feel the ocean breezes, smell the legislature, walking down the street. You meet everyone that you know, no one is a stranger, though some are strange. In Juneau, did you know, did you know? Juneau's where I come from. Did you know, did you know? Juneau is my home. If you're looking for excitement, you gotta take your chances. Some days nothing happens, some there's avalanches. Though it's almost a cliche to say you can't go home again, wherever I may stray, I will always be Junovian. Did you know, did you know? Juneau's where I come from. Did you know, did you know? Juneau is my home.
Sycon, so good to have you in the studio. Thanks so much.
Dave, it's great to be back. Hope to come back many times.
We look forward to it.